Hi folks, it's Chris Pilgrim, Pilgrim Chris, and you know what? I'm so excited. I've been listening to some booze recently in the past few days that have just blown me away. Booze started by a question I posed a few days ago, but the conversation, as all conversations should, develop and move and expand on subjects, and it's fantastic. I love to see this kind of engagement here on Audio Boo. It's on Audio Boom. It's the reason I came on board in the first place, for conversation, for ideas, for discussion, for people to get together. I was thinking, just as I was listening to Simon, SM2N's latest boo, fantastic boo, by the way, Simon, you said some things there that I was going to say in the boo, so I'm going to paraphrase some of that later, but I was listening to Simon, I was thinking to myself, this is like having a conversation with people in a pub or a cafe or after a party when people are sitting around talking over a glass of wine or a bottle of beer. People are having a discussion. And it's happening here on Audio Boom. Happening right now. We're all intermingling, we're all conversing. And long may it continue. But I really wanted to sort of pick up on a few things. Not pick up on them in a negative way, but just to sort of... I've been listening to Simon, SM2N's latest boo on judgment and perception. R2UK Ruth's boo earlier in the week on a similar sort of vein. And Claire Randall and Paul Hopkins at VP Podcasting. Sorry, VI Podcasting. And all these four people are talking about this idea of judgment and what that's meant and what it's meant to me in certain capacity. And how we judge and perceive people. And I listened to Ruth a while ago, because that was recorded early in the week. I listened to Claire Randall's boo early this morning. I listened to then Paul Hopkins at VI Podcasting about 2 hours ago, and I've just been listening to Simon, SM2N's boo. And on each boo, I wanted to respond straight away. And I didn't. I listened to more boos because it's given me... Everything I really wanted to say was contained within those boos, and I really want to summarise and also leave it with a clarification of something. And the clarification is a scriptural clarification, so I'm just forewarning you. It's not a faith thing, particularly it's a scriptural clarification. But we're talking here about judgment and perceptions, and one thing I want to sort of state from the outset is I've changed my avatar profile. I made a boo about that. It's been sort of... Part of the comments have been about that as well. But the reason I changed my avatar profile was not solely because somebody said that it may be something to do with how people perceive me. That wasn't the sole reason. I have been meaning to change my avatar profile for a while, purely and simply on this idea of my work, of what my main passions are on social networks, especially Twitter. I really talk there about hiking, about my passion for hiking, sharing anything to do with the outdoors and that sort of thing. There are other conversations I have, but that's my mainstay. And for a while now, and in fact other people had recommended to me, people who are in business, who are brand profilers, had suggested to me to change my avatar picture because it wasn't truly representative of what I was talking about on Twitter and what my goals were on Twitter. I've got a job based on my Twitter profile. I have two sponsors based upon my Twitter presence, my Twitter influence. And that was one of the reasons why I was wanted to change my avatar. And I'd thought about that about a year ago and hadn't got round to it. I was put off by it for a lot of reasons. But when Simon and others were talking about this notion that perhaps my avatar has something to do with the fact of why people are misquoting scripture at me in conversations, that was a catalyst. And I thought, this is a good time to change. So please, this is nobody's fault. I've not been bullied into it. I've not felt bullied into changing my avatar. It was a catalyst to change it. And I'm pleased that I've changed it. And I'm happy with my change, because it more accurately reflects me. And that's important. That's a lesson I've learned from some of the comments I've had. It's how initial perceptions count. And Claire was talking about this, about perceptions. Should we make judgments on people, or should we perceive people based upon such limited information? And Simon counters this in a very wonderful way, that human beings have always made quick decisions for their survival. Initially, as animals, the animal side of us, before we became the intellect, before we became the spiritual in some cases, before we became on this idea of reasoning and enlightenment, we were sort of more animalistic, and we had to make judgments all the time about what food we ate, what animals were dangerous to us, what pathways we can walk down, what weather conditions would affect us. And as we've grown as a human species, because we have this ability to absorb that information, retain that information, and that information in part becomes genetic, the passing down to other people, it's argued today that children who see red berries naturally don't eat red berries. This is something that isn't learnt, so therefore it must be in some way genetic. But it's very important, and human beings are very good at this, and so are a lot of other animals, actually. You know, look at birds, how they fly instinctively, can fly, they know where they're going. They've not been on a journey before, but they know how to get there. The point is that we make quick decisions because it is human nature, as Simon so rightly says. But also Simon countered that by saying we learn from that. We then can analyse. Because we are rational human beings, because we have the ability to think, we have the ability to reason, we can then rationalise those instincts, those initial judgments, those initial perceptions. And then we can then develop further our perceptions of people in this particular case, if we want to. And now this is a point. Some people don't want to. Some people are happy with the snap decisions they make and will base their observations on a person and stick with that observation regardless. Probably won't even get into further conversation with that person. That's their right. That's up to them. But we have the ability to go beyond that. And I just wanted to talk about this idea of judgment. It's often quoted in a lot of these conversations. And because I started the process, do not judge lest ye be judged yourself. This is Matthew 7, verse 1 of the New Testament of the Bible, the Christian Bible. That is the first sentence of a paragraph, and the paragraph itself is a lesson. And the paragraph, in verse 5 of the same paragraph, it says, you hypocrite. And if you read the entire section of the paragraph, from Matthew 7, verse 1 to Matthew 7, verse 6, including verse 6, you will understand what that means. It is not about saying to somebody, you cannot observe somebody because in a negative way, because you'll be judged for it. You don't judge people. It's talking about hypocrisy. It's talking about hypocrisy. Do not judge somebody by your own standards if your standards are equally low. For example, it goes on to say, how can you see the bad in somebody else through the splinter in your own eye? It turns about you hypocrites. Hypocrisy means when you say something about somebody, or for example, in this case, I might call somebody a fat, lazy slob. And if I'm a fat, lazy slob, I'm a hypocrite. I will be judged on that. I will be judged accordingly. So if I call somebody fat when I'm fat, I'm going to be judged for being fat. But I'm not going to be judged for calling somebody fat and lazy if they are fat and lazy and I'm not fat and lazy. I won't be judged on that because I'm making a true observation. It is a truth, a truism. It may be a criticism, but it's still true. And you cannot be judged on the truth. You can only be judged on a lie and hypocrisy. That has to be understood. But fantastic conversations. Really, I mean, you can probably tell by my animated voice and how quickly I'm speaking. But so much has been said, and it's all fantastic stuff, and there's so much more. I want to go back and listen to these boos again. But I thank you all. Not in any way because you've done it for my benefit, but I'm thanking you all for making this conversation more and developing it more, and more ideas coming out all the time. I'm audio booed up again, and that's a good thing for me. So thank you all. And that's it. I shall leave it there. Go and listen to Simon's boo, Claire's boo, Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting's boo, RTUK Ruth's boo, and Gwynnelinian's boo as well. Fantastic stuff. Thanks for listening. As always, if applicable, God bless.